Surprise! It's a surprise live. Well, not that surprise. Gave you guys a day notice. Just waiting for Landon to get in here, so give me a few moments, and then we will get started. Was running a few minutes late. You know how it is.
Yo.
Hello, hello. Perfect. I can hear you. Okay, let me pull up. I have to
bring into a few places.
Sounds good.
Hello, the Depot. Hello, April. Hello, hello, everyone coming in. Jenna. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Alrighty, we're here. Yay! Oh, we don't need a speaker today, Depot. Thank you, though. Alrighty, so I'm just waiting for a few more people to come in before I start talking. Alright, we're at 5. You know what? That's alright. I'm okay with the small crowd. Okay, so today we're going to talk to you guys about a lot of stuff, actually, but first I wanted to tell you guys what happened last weekend. I haven't told anyone except a couple of friends here and there, but I figured I'd give you guys a little information because, like, for me personally, I was so scared. But anyway, basically, it was something to do with Uber. And, yeah, let's just put it that way. So, I'll explain kind of the backstory and then we'll go into what actually took place. But Landon and I decided to order pizza. This was Landon's first time using Uber Eats ever. So he downloaded it, he ordered pizza, he did all this stuff. It was awesome. And then, an order came through, I guess, for whoever picked it up. And the order was supposed to be here at, like, I think it was 7:30. And it was, like, really late. It was, like, 7:45 at this point. And Landon had noticed...
It was supposed to be there at 7:25.
Thank you. And Landon had noticed that this person was just, like, sitting idle somewhere. And for a while, like, a good while.
After he picked up our order already. Because what this driver, or person, I should say, failed to realize was, like, when I said something to him, he's like, I just picked up your pizza. No, you did not. Because I saw Uber tells you, like, oh, the driver's on the way to pick up your order. Oh, the driver has obtained your order. Oh, the driver is now on their way to your house.
Right.
So it was at
it
that
point.
It even
tells
and
us
then,
if they have an order prior. Like, if there's
right,
a
and there
order.
Was no order prior. We were the only one.
Hello,
and then
guys. Come on in.
It was, they had already picked up our order and then sat. Like, you could see they were, like, in a... like a complex for like a good 10-15 minutes.
Right. So Landon said, like, where are you? And then, or what are you doing? And then he was, whoever it was, we were under the impression it was a female. And then they were like, oh, so I had to pull over to eat because my insulin or something along those lines. And if I don't eat, like, you're not going to get your pizza. And Landon was like, well, then why did you pick up the order? Like, why didn't you just, if you weren't feeling well, you should have just let the order go. And, you know, like, he didn't even say all this. All he said was, why did you pick up the order if you were having an emergency, basically, is what he said. And this person decided to, like, it was like the worst thing that Landon could have ever said to this person. This person went off, like, through this girl on the app saying, like, I'm going to take the pizza back to the store. Like, yo, who the hell you think you are? Like, just going, like, crazy. And then Landon's like, well, maybe you might want to be the one to get the pizza because it's a woman. And I was like,
yes, that's the other thing. Like, this was supposed to be a woman. It was her face, her name, all that jazz. It was all supposed to be a woman. And I'm like, I'm not trying to get in fight with no woman. So I say to Liz, I don't know, she is going off on me, so I think you should go get this pizza from her because she is giving me some serious attitude.
Right. So I start walking to, because they decided to park like three streets down. Now we're in an RV park, so I can see across all these people's grasses, right? But I notice a car sitting on the other side, and I said, it's probably them. So this guy comes like barreling with this pizza. The box is like half open too, by the way. And he's like, where's Landon at? Where's Landon at? And I'm like, it's okay. I've got the pizza. Don't worry about it. And Landon is still on our property over here. And the guy starts just like screaming about it. He's like, you want to go, bro? You want to go? Like, he wanted to fight him. He was like ready to go, like throw down. He was telling us, you should get in your truck. You should have gone and picked up your food yourself. Like, he was just going crazy, telling me how he could have died, all this stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, buddy. This isn't even your account. This is whoever's it was. And he said his girlfriend was in the car. She was the one driving. So if, in fact, this was true, she's the one driving, you're the one grabbing the pizza. Because Landon and I have done it together. We did Uber together, too. I would, you know, he would drive the car. I would pick the pizza or whatever the hell and go everywhere. But anyways, this guy is, like, fully, like, not even the driver, nothing. Like, if you were having an emergency, that has nothing to do with your girlfriend in the car driving around either. But he did not stop. Like, it was bad. He was threatening to kick Landon's ass. So I was trying to calm him down too. I kept saying, dude, you can't talk to people like that. I get that you have a medical issue, but this is still customer service.
In all reality, your medical issue has nothing to do with why my pizza was late and why you sat somewhere for 15 minutes with my pizza, why my pizza box is open and you were a passenger. Like, you weren't driving. So your insulin problem has nothing to do with this delivery in any way, shape, or form. And what I asked you was if you were feeling sick,
I feel like he was looking for a fight, for sure.
Oh, he was definitely looking for a fight.
Like, he was, I think he was, like,
for somebody who had apparently an insulin attack, you're coming out guns a-blazing. Like, somebody who's having, like, a diabetic shock is not going to be ready to fight somebody. Like, you know, they're just not going to do that. And it's also irrelevant to this situation since he was the passenger, not the driver. Your insulin problem had nothing. You could take your insulin just fine while your girlfriend was driving to my house with my pizza. Like, and then, or you just didn't take the order, like we said
we
to him.
We don't believe, like, and I think it was just an excuse. I honestly think he was fucking around, you know. He's probably like, yo, go check out Tommy over here, and, like, let's go see Malcolm. These people can wait for their pizza, like, because I feel like, you know, he's just kind of one of those energies. And then in addition to that, he was just offended because we were asking what he was doing and all this crazy shit. Anyways, we did contact Uber. I did have to tell the guy we were calling the police before he would leave. I was scared for, like, days. I thought the good dude was going to come back and, like, do some stuff to our car.
I'm not satisfied with what Uber did. I did reach out to them. They said, oh, they refunded me for the food, which, fine, whatever. But this guy was threatening me, and he now knows my address, and he knows where I live, and he's completely irate. I think he needs to get his account taken away because it's not even his. It's his girlfriend's, and he's on here, like, threatening customers. He's dangerous to other people. I said that, you know, I sent them the screenshots. We had a video. I told them that we videoed it and everything. They didn't really care.
They
just said, we won't match you.
I even emailed the owner of Uber Eats. Nobody gave a shit.
Yep, they won't do anything. They won't do anything about it. So I told them, I also wrote them another email. And the final thing I said, if you're not going to take his account away, telling me that you're not going to match me with him is not going to help the public safety in any way, because he could be this way to anyone if they just ask him,
like,
something
We were thinking of, like, the elderly people, because there's a lot of elderly
right,
people.
There's a lot of people. Or, unfortunately, there
or
is
disabled.
A lot of, like... Like, there's anybody's, like, if your pizza says it's going to be here at this time and it is over 20 minutes late when you can see the person's physically just sitting in a parking lot somewhere and not moving for 20 minutes. And it would have been different if he would have messaged me and been like, hey, listen, I know I picked up your pizza. I'm not feeling really well at the moment. I got to, you know, I'm diabetic and I need to take my insulin real quick. And he was the only one driving and there was no one else involved.
Right.
I would have been like, yeah, no, whatever.
Exactly. But yeah, so anyways, that's kind of how that all went down. So pretty crazy. Just wanted to share with you guys because it was, I'm still, like, a little spooked. Luckily, we've got, like, one more week. We got one more week left here. So then we'll be going to a different park when I won't feel as scared. Alrighty. That was the first topic. Crazy, I know, but I just had to share. Okay. Now, lots to talk about today, guys. A lot of people, I've decided to take some of the suggestions you guys had put in the comments on the Facebook group, and a lot of you guys have talked about, like, God, religion. And, I mean, I don't really feel comfortable talking about it on TikTok, per se, because they're very, it's hard to say certain things there. So, I was like, you know what, forget it. Let's just talk about it here on the podcast. I'm glad I saw on TikTok a crazy guy refuse to give their order because they don't tip. There's a lot of and they don't care. Like, it's crazy to me. Me and Landon are both older than this kid. Like, I would say he's like very early 20s, you know, and like I can see he's a kid, but like if he talked to his parents like that, like I know his parents would kick his ass. So I get it, but like we're older than him. I can't even imagine if it was somebody older. Like that, I was afraid of that. But anyways, yeah. Either way, a lot of you guys have asked about religion, so I'm going to talk about it a little bit. Okay. So Christianity as a whole, obviously we all have, you know, our own beliefs, but we're going to talk about the Christianity side of things a little bit here because it's like I feel like one of the bigger religions that are out there. Now, obviously, we all have, you know, people that are blind followers that follow no matter what happens in the eyes of the church, but, you know, they don't necessarily understand what took place prior to the Bible coming out, really. I do not believe that we had, you know, I'm totally distracted here trying to read this. I do not believe that religion was meant to be some sort of cult. I even feel like even like back in the day, although there's a lot of scary things coming out with religion, ultimately Christianity specifically, when it was set up, it wasn't set up to do anything harmful or anything. Now people ask, is there like God? I find it hard to just pinpoint it on like one creator, if you will. I believe that like a bunch of creators, like godlike figures and, you know, like mythical gods, like Greek gods and all things. And like, I think they came up with this concept of like, let's make humans, let's make people and like build this world, right? And I feel like that's kind of where it came from. And then obviously, as we're sitting there evolving, people started to ask questions, right? And that's when I think kind of religion came in. Like, well, there must be a person who put this all together. And like, you know, I think that's kind of where it all generated from, like way, way back in the day, obviously, way before any of us were born 100,000 times over. Now, from what I gather, as I said, it's a multiple gods. And you know, like, if you think about it, obviously the Bible came from somewhere as well. And honestly, I think that the Bible was supposed to evolve alongside of humans, but I do feel as though men took that claim first, you know, and I think a bunch of men decided to put some stories together. Some are great lessons. There's a lot of great lessons to be learned within the Bible, but there's also a lot of, you know, commands, if you will, not allowed to do, or if you're part of a certain group, you're not allowed to be involved in the group, the religion, you might be going to hell, and all that crazy shit. None of that's real. I don't believe that any of that stuff in the Bible is real, and I think that it's like a man-made story, honestly. And I don't believe that a Jesus existed. I think that they like to put the Jesus side of things in there to, I guess, make people think, okay, he's coming back, right? But then again, there's been multiple people in the world that claim to be Jesus and nobody believes them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I agree.
We think that we're going to follow blindly, but that won't happen. I think religion is where gender roles got started. I think that men were like, no, we don't want our little women to speak their mind. No, they're too emotional. They're too this. So we got to make sure we write in some rules for them too.
Okay, so Jenna here says, I met a guy once who said he was Moses reincarnated. That is funny as hell. But I feel like they knew back then, like when we were evolving, I feel like they were like, oh, women are the more superior gender and we can't have that. So we need to keep them low in a box and let them know that they're not stronger or better. But if you really take a look at it, like, yes, men may be physically stronger sometimes than women on a larger scale, not everyone, but women do way more than men. They're the ones that carry babies for 9 months. They're the ones that give birth. They're the ones who go through, you know, the menstrual cycle and stuff, where men can't even get a paper cut or, you know, a cold without feeling like they're dying, where women go to work and stuff still, you know, on their menstrual cycle, and they care for children and all this other stuff right after they give birth. Like, men could never do that kind of stuff. So if they really took a look at it, I feel like women are the more superior gender in that, in this life, this society.
I would agree with you on that as well. And I've had a lot of time, like, I'm kind of mad at my, because I was born and raised in a Catholic home. And then, you know, as I got older and became an adult, and they were like, oh, petition to sign against gay marriage. And even then, even before I knew I liked women, I was like, that ain't right. Like, that's fucked up. We can't tell people that who they can and cannot be with because what you don't like it. That's totally like excluding a whole group of society because it doesn't fit in your little box. Like, fuck that. Anyway, but I've had a very big anger towards it for a long time until Kathy Kesnick. Sorry, guys. I have a little tickle in my throat today for some reason. But Kathy Kesnick is the one who was part of that. She was the nun who was in that religious, like where the priest, she had just died. She went missing and then she died and all this crazy shit's happening, all that underground stuff at her church. She's kind of helped me see a little bit of the beauty side of things. And although she says she agrees that the gender roles should have been reversed from the get-go, she says that if the Catholic religion was run by women and the nuns, that this would have gone a lot more swimmingly and there would be no pedophilia happening within the churches. That's kind of her ideals about it. But anyways, she's convinced me, she's told me that at some point something will change within the Catholic religion to make it a more wholesome, inclusive place once there is like a new, like, I know that there's some changes happening with the Pope currently, but there's going to be like a whole new probably like pride related like gay priest, not priest, Pope, that'll eventually emerge, and then I feel like that's who will change everything around in that regard. But that's kind of what she showed me. I'll take her word for it. She says it probably won't happen for years and years to come, but
it's going to be a long time before that happens, unfortunately. But that would be really dope if it did happen. Honestly, it would be probably the best thing that the, you know, Catholic Church can do, to show, you know, equality and, you know, standing united. But we'll see if that actually will or will not happen.
And you guys know me, I don't like talking politics, and I'm not going to. Maybe I will when things change a little bit. But I do feel like at some point down the line, not this time around, but maybe the next time around, there will be a lot of changes and women will be taking over on the politics side. And not just women, but like very strong, independent, fantastic human beings that are going to make this world a better place. And there will be a lot of fighting about it, but it will happen. So, alrighty.
Now, what up, Jace? What up?
Yo, yo.
We would have to look into, I don't know, did you ever see The Da Vinci Code?
I did watch The Da Vinci Code. I loved that book.
So someone said, what is your thoughts on the movie The Da Vinci Code, their theory?
It has been probably about 20-something years since I've watched that movie. So I've got to, like, turn it back on with my 40-year-old brain and give it a go. Because when I watched it initially, I was in my 20s. So hold that thought. We'll come back to it when I watch it again.
Yeah, I was going to suggest we might need to get a refresher to watch it again, more as an adult brain than, because, yeah, it came out when I was a teenager, so, like, I obviously watched it, but I didn't really have any thoughts on it back then, haven't seen it since, so we'd definitely have to watch it over. And I agree, April, as well. I've always felt like we should definitely have, like, a woman president. I feel like it would be probably life-changing. Like, I know a lot of people did not like Hillary, I know that, but I was just like, any woman would be better than what we've been going through over the, you know, the last 30 something years I've been alive. Like,
just give it a go. Like, just try it out. Like
right,
toast.
It can't get any worse than it already is. Like, we did have a very terrible president more recently, so it can't be any worse than that. Like, we could get through it. Just let it. Who would you wouldn't know if you don't try.
Absolutely. We are gonna fix this world. We've got a lot of fucking inconsistencies going on, but we're gonna get there, I promise. Alrighty. Sorry, I'm just trying to come up.
Absolutely, Tani. I believe the same thing. Women will be in their LGBTQ community will start going, and they will come in and fix those problems. It's gonna be a while, but I also think that, so does Liz. We both think that.
Yeah, I'm going to also make a little confession here, too. Like, I honestly believe, though, a lot of cults are connected to religion as well. And even more so than a cult, like, hating on a specific group of people is, like, something people, like, really bond over. And I did an experiment. Landon and I actually did an experiment. A couple of us actually did. And I decided, just for shits and giggles, because I was so curious what would happen if I just said this. So, obviously, I don't have any issues with anybody. I don't have any issues with anyone. But for me, I decided to put it out there and see what would happen. So I don't have issues with furries, but I decided to see, okay, let me see if I can pull in a group of people and be like, you know what? I'm not interested in the furry lifestyle. How do you feel about it? And instantly, I found like 5 people that had that interest. They wanted to find out where and when and how to go about taking down the furries because they
take them down. Take them down.
Because they believed this rumor that was totally just a rumor. It wasn't even facts. Like, oh, your kids may turn into
FTP.
Exactly. And we called this little thing For the People. That's right. And there were so many people that were totally interested in it. Obviously, we went nowhere. It was just a test. But I wanted to see how blind and how people will follow just because they don't like a certain thing. You know? It's crazy to me, actually. No education on the matter, no nothing.
No, we just had to say a few lines like, oh, these furries are taking over the world and they're hurting children. And they, like, you use certain phrases and bam, people are on it, like, instantly. They were like, oh, we got to take the furries down.
Right.
We can't have this. And
right.
Then they had their own stories about how a furry is ruining their life. So it was like they were in it.
Yeah.
They were, like, ready to go. They're like, how do we get a church? How do we get this going? We need to cleanse the world. It was like, whoa. Yes.
We couldn't even believe how easily that was persuasive. But I just wanted to test it out. But, guys, be very careful, especially when you join things. Don't automatically, not to say anyone here would do that, but don't automatically assume that what the person is saying is factual, you know. Really educate yourself.
You got to do your own research and stuff. Now, there may be some furry cult somewhere trying to do whatever.
Of course.
I mean, there probably is, but, like, we were just testing it to see.
To test the waters out.
Like, because everybody does that, right? Because we're curious-minded, because we're human. So we're like, how does a human mind work? And how do these people get these people to follow them blindly? And you find out their cue trigger words, and you just slap a little saying there, and they run with it.
Absolutely. Like, for me, you know, I was mad because, like, back in the day, whenever I would go to a minister and be like, hey, can you help me get married? The minister was rejecting me because my partner being trans. And I couldn't believe it. And there were people that weren't even Catholic. Like, it was like, just, it didn't matter. Because we were honest and we were like, yep, my partner is trans. They were like, no, thank you. So, c'est la vie. Sad, but true. And of course, Taylor Swift and her new album. People don't even realize how absolutely ridiculous they are because there's so much hate. And they're just making Taylor more and more famous. That's what they don't even realize. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is absolutely ludicrous that people have expectations for her to shine through her Christianity in the album. It's not Taylor's responsibility to make your music safe for your children, as you say.
We are not fans of Kim Kardashian. I'm not fans of any of the Kardashians. I never have been. I'm a total Taylor Swift fan, and it's true. My thing with this Taylor Swift album is a lot of people keep saying that it's not Christian music and stuff, but Taylor never claimed to make Christian music. That is not what she did. She started out at, like, younger than 16, but got her big break when she was 16. And she sang country music, but she has, like, in her early 20s, broken away from the country side of things and tried to go a little more pop.
She's man-made, yes.
Yep, she wanted to do her own thing. She did not want to follow country anymore because it wasn't making her, like, get anywhere as much as she wanted to. So she started doing pop music, and now this new album is all about her own personal raw feelings. And a lot of people are like, this is crap, this is that.
It's anything, like, to tear down somebody who is not controllable, you know?
Right, she's not controllable. She does what she wants, and I mean, the girl puts on a show. I don't care what anybody says. Like, what she does is more than Kim Kardashian can even do in a lifetime.
Speaking of Kim, I'm going to tell you guys something. I know that on the show, there's a very different view of Kim, possibly, and maybe people don't see through it, but I think that she is one of the worst Kardashian women, including her mother, who I feel is pretty vile and despicable herself. Now, Kim pretends to be wonderful and nice and all that jazz, but in reality, she's none of those things. She's very, very, very vindictive. She has done some really bad things, even to other, you know, people. Anytime that Kanye, I think, would want to come after somebody, and I'm not even just referencing Taylor, I'm referencing anyone, she would do it for him. She would plant evidence, do this, do that, do the other. Like, she's pretty bad herself, and she will take no responsibility and then act like the victim.
I'm not sure, Jace, which one is with Travis Barker. I don't know if it's Khloe or
it's
the other.
It's Courtney.
Yeah, the Kardashians, I agree. They're going to fall. They are vile. I've never liked them, and they're like Kim, like I said this in the past, Kim only got famous because of her parents, and that's why she's rich and has money. And then she got rich off of her ex-husband, who was a rapper, Kanye West. We all know this. Kim then had the money to put together to make this Skims line or whatever, and she's just been living off of that. But in reality, like, she's lazy, and she calls Taylor Swift lazy, and that baffles me because Taylor Swift goes on global tours and puts on a 3-hour show every single night for multiple nights in a row, when Kim Kardashian can't even get out of her sweatpants and go to the beach and play with her children like a normal mother half the time. Like, how is that? How is she lazy?
Well, either way, yeah, it's pretty bad. Landon and I were talking about it the other day, and he's like, she's going to run out of that Jesus juice one day.
She is going to run
it's
out
not
of that
gonna
Jesus
juice. Not going to work for her anymore. And people are going to start thinking she's cloned as well, because age is going to start hitting her pretty heavily in the next 5-6 years, I'd say.
I was so pissed when she ruined Marilyn Monroe's dress. I literally was like, how dare her put this on her body? That is disgusting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was so disgusted with that. I literally went on a rampage about it for like
Marilyn
20 minutes.
Marilyn didn't mind so much. Like, she didn't have, like, she's not like a Kim Kardashian fan in any capacity, but she was like, meh, it's all right. But, like, she ruined the dress, like you said, and just, she shouldn't even have done it in any capacity. I agree.
She just shouldn't have done it is because an iconic person wore it and you put it on your body. You're not iconic in any way. You don't do anything for this world. Like, I agree, Jace. I am a Travis Barker fan. I love his music. I love him in his band. But I am like, what are you doing? I don't understand what he's doing.
All right. Now, a few of you guys have asked me about marijuana in the U.S. becoming legal. Good gosh. Well, if I'm going to be honest, I don't feel like it's going to be legal across all states, at least for another 4+ years, maybe even 5 years. So we're still going to be waiting quite a while. However, there will be some states that do become legal as time carries on over the next couple of months, years even. I'd say another 5-6 states will become legal, thankfully. There are some states that just don't want to do it. They don't even realize the financial value in it yet. And they're very stubborn. Like a lot of, when I get visions of like who is making these decisions, these people are basically in their 60s, ready to retire. And they're just like, no.
Yeah, they're all old. They don't understand any of it. That's the same thing that's going on with this TikTok ban, is like all these people in office and in these legislations throughout each state are like, they're no, like the youngest person is probably 60. The rest of them are much older and they're like, I don't want that crap here. No, we can't do that. That's going to ruin our minds. Like,
yes, they're in that mindset because somebody had said years and years and years ago that it was bad for you, you know? And
well, the perfect example is the movie, the Pineapple Express movie makes a perfect example in the beginning. It's like the military got a hold of this drug and they tested it out on a few people. And because they were being goofy and funny and disrespectful to the military person, they were like, nope, this is a bad drug. We got to lock it up. We got to make this illegal. Like, that's really what it was. They were scared of what it would make people do. Oh, everybody sitting in a circle, singing Kumbaya, eating pancakes is such a bad thing. Like, I don't think so.
When it comes to Australia, I do believe it'll actually be legal before the U.S. is legal. So yes, I think it'll happen. They've got a, like, even Canada. Canada's totally legal. Everyone, the whole country is legal, and it's great. And people are happier now. People can be out. Like, it was great. I remember Landon and I had been at the beginning of that, like when marijuana became legal in Ontario. And there was this really weird, like, 2-year span of, like, it kind of being legal but not legal in the stores quite yet, so like we would still have to do everything kind of under the radar, and then all the stores opened up and then everyone had who had shame in it, it was like pride, it was like coming out again, right? And then all the people are coming together and everyone's scared to like see people that they know,
like even like the, like I remember when we went into the first dispensary and there was like old people in there too. Like I saw this old couple, this dude was like in his 70s and he's like, my back hurts, my legs hurt, I can't sleep at night, do you got anything that'll help me sleep? And my wife, she's got this, anything for that. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, and you, like, people didn't want this, like, this is like, America doesn't want it, but people over in Canada are like, yes, give it to us all, at all ages. It's such a crazy thing to see.
But yes, okay, now, that was one other question people asked was the weed. So yes, alrighty.
So guys, we're not talking about things that are not on our list. So if you want to know these questions, when Liz says, you know, puts up another post about, you know, topic ideas and stuff like that, like definitely put it under there. But we like to pre-plan what we're going to talk about because Liz needs time to channel the situation. So we can't really chat. We can't channel that situation right now at this moment because she already has something planned for today. But we'll put that under a post and we'll probably put it on the list.
Absolutely. The benefits of CBD is going to be amazing. You'll see. It's going to be a big cure for just about everything. Alrighty, now a lot of people have been asking about this Amazon rumor about cheaper prescriptions coming available, and if that's true, where is Catherine? I think Catherine will really, really like this one. So
she was in here. I'm not sure if she still is, though.
So I have to. So basically, what it is that, oh, she's here. Perfect. So what it is that Amazon is going to be doing this big thing where they're kind of going to act like your doctor, really, a doctor and prescription, which is good because there's a lot of people out there right now that don't have a lot of doctors. A lot of it will be in person, but you may have to go to like certain places to get x-rays, blood work, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, but it's going to work like that. And you can basically have this online doctor through Amazon. And then you can also submit, if you do have your own doctor, your prescriptions through Amazon, and they're going to have a really bomb ass plan. Now they're trying to go through all of the avenues to get there, but they have a lot of like things standing in the way before it happens. They're trying to make it happen very quietly, but obviously things have spilled over, but it will happen. And it's going to be an amazing price. Like, and it's universal. Like, let's just say me and Landon were like, let's go to Mexico. And we decide to go to Mexico, and then something happens to us while we're in Mexico. Oh shit, we just had a rash. We need to submit this prescription, and then it can be done right then and there too, under the plan that we've already been covered with Amazon. So it's going to be really cool. But with that being said, I still feel like it's going to be a few years before it actually happens. It will start in the U.S. because the U.S. does everything first. And then it will seep over into Canada, the U.K., Australia. Like, it's going to happen everywhere. So the other thing with Amazon is that I'm pretty – does Elon Musk does not have Amazon, right, if I'm not mistaken?
No, that's Jeff Bezos owns Amazon.
Thank you.
And April, do not be nervous of being a pharmacy tech, because obviously even if Amazon gives out prescriptions, they're still going to need to use pharmacies to fill those prescriptions.
Oh, yeah. It is.
So it's going to probably be more closer to, like, you know, how they're doing this universal telehealth now. You still go to your local CVS or Walgreens or wherever you get your prescriptions from, and you still get them there. It will just be like a healthcare plan through Amazon, and they will probably outsource their you know, the orders for their medications through other people. I don't think Amazon's going to be personally having people there packing medicine on the floor.
Now, they will eventually also include doctors to go to your houses too, which I think will be really neat. That will be eventually long term down the line too. So when I'm old and gray, yep, I want the doctor to come to me. Thank you very much. Obviously, doctors do make house calls, but it will be more frequent as well.
Exactly. You're just skipping the doctor so it doesn't clog up those, you know, doctor offices and stuff.
Well,
if you just need
and
a quick
even
prescription.
Emergency, like even the emergency rooms, I find like a lot of people, like especially in Canada, because we have free healthcare there, the emergency rooms are constantly overrun because people go, and no offense to people that go to the emergency room, but not every time somebody goes to an emergency room, it's an emergency. It may be in your mind, but it's not to them. So,
right, like people who are like, oh, I have a cold and blah, 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 and you're clogging up the emergency room when you could just call.
Right.
You could get on your Amazon plan and be like, oh, I'm having a cold. And they'll say, okay, is it chest congestion? Is it mucus? Blah, blah, blah. What color is your mucus? They'll ask you all these questions there. Then they'll give you a prescription or tell you what to do over there. I think that's the route they're going to go. Yes, like the old school when doctors used to have to come to your house when they did not have a hospital or anything like that. And they just come right to your home and take care of you.
Well, yes. Anyways, as I was saying about Elon Musk, by the way, I am afraid of this guy. We're going to talk about him a lot.
I was going to say, I hate that guy.
Right. Now, he's got some good things under his belt, but it's only because of his name and his finances. But there's a lot coming with this guy. So I'm kind of afraid of this guy. So just kind of be weary of him. But I feel like when Amazon gets to this point financially, he's going to try to run Amazon into the dirt, because it's going to take away from certain money that is coming into something he's doing as well. So him and Amazon are going to get into a huge fight at some point.
Jeff Bezos, yeah, that's who owns Amazon, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. Yeah, you know, Elon, I think he wants to take over the world, but, you know, he is in competition with a few other people that are just as rich, if not richer than him. Like Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, is richer than Elon Musk. He just doesn't flaunt it as much as Elon does. Obviously, you know, Taylor Swift is also up there with one of the richest people alive right now. So there is quite a few people.
There's also, like, he just had a sexual harassment case happen maybe about a year and a half ago, and it was just totally brushed under the rug.
Oh, yeah, because he's got all the money to just brush it under the rug. Like, oh, I didn't do this.
He reminds me of Vince McMahon so much, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a few other people out there.
He's also part of the Eye, might I add. Okay, next topic. We're moving right along here. So a lot of you guys ask me about weather-related stuff. Now, I'm going to do this one more time because, I'll be honest, I am no weatherman, and I hate talking about the weather because I don't like seeing this scary shit coming towards me, honestly. So, obviously, as you all know, we've been ruining this planet for years and years and years and years now with gas and pollution. It's almost like Mother Nature's way of getting back at us for hurting her. Like, honestly, that's kind of how I feel. And although I do feel like there's going to be scary moments, weather-related issues that are going to happen, and yes, more progressively as time carries on, the sun's getting hotter, the ozone layer is pretty much diminished. I remember, you know, learning about it as a kid, like, oh, it's really bad now. Imagine what it's like now, you know. But I don't see a lot of changes, and I don't want to look into, like, individual things, but I do feel like as a planet as a whole, we're going to have like a lot of new technologies that are going to give us rapid, quick information, even more than what we've got now, like where we'll know this tornado is going to hit at exactly this time at this place in this spot, like, and we can do it. Now, we have to be smart and make good choices and get out of those emergency situations when they happen. So just know that although it's getting scarier, yes, we're going to get better at detecting, keeping, protecting. There's going to be materials that we start using when it comes to building houses, building roads, doing this, that, and the other.
I mean, there's certain places around the world that are already using different materials than what we currently use now. Like, they're coming out with these, like, so there's like two different things. Like, people are starting in certain parts of the world building houses with like using plastic bottles to make like plastic bricks, which withstand, which withstand certain elements in certain parts of the world, which are better. It helps keep the house cooler. It's not so hot. It's not so heavy. It's much cheaper. And then there's another company who's using hemp as well as building materials for houses, because hemp, when lit on fire, goes out pretty quickly versus like what we use now when we're using wood, and like the insulation, like the pink insulation we use now for houses is proven to be no good. It sets a house up in flames in within seconds, whereas if you use hemp, it takes long time for that to even happen. Like it'd have to be continuously lit on fire in order to actually burn the whole thing down. So to prevent fire trucks from coming so often, and also obviously the fire could go out much quicker and you could save your house and just patch it up versus having to rebuild a whole new house.
Absolutely. So it'll be exciting. It's going to happen. Much better place, much better way. So yay us. Now, Catherine asked this one. So because Catherine asked, I had to do it just a little bit, though, because we're going to have more on the topic later. But basically, if you guys have not heard about Jaguar Wright, Jaguar is like a queen. She is on YouTube making audios. Catherine is nuts. Don't listen to her. she's doing interviews about like the Illuminati and who's involved. She used to be a vocalist who did a collaboration with like Jay-Z, Blacklicious, The Roots. And basically, she's been doing all this stuff, outing everything. And I love her. She is definitely showing no mercy in any capacity. And I haven't looked quite into it, but like there was an arrest not too long ago for her. Something to do with her husband. Like, she had just lost her child. Like, I think that she's at a point in her life right now where she does not give a fuck. She lost her kid. That is like the ultimate fucking loss of your life, is losing your child. And I feel like now she's like, I don't give a fuck who I throw under the bus. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it hard, and I'm going to do it good. And I think she took a break for a while. She's coming back, but damn.
Yep. He said that she kidnapped the child, so now she has like a kidnapping charge on her. Like, it's so crazy. But yeah, I agree, like, with Liz 1000% there. Like, when you lose something you love, like a child in any capacity, whether they pass on or you just lose them in their walking around Earth, it hurts just as bad. And like, she's just like at that point where she's like, fuck it. Everybody's going to know everything now.
You know what? Yes, I highly recommend looking her up on YouTube as well. There's more there because there's not a lot you can say on TikTok, so we got to be very careful on how that goes. But yes, the oldest child was killed. Okay, Catherine, do we know how he was killed? Do we know if there was any connection to the Illuminati? Because that's my feeling on the matter.
Definitely, probably the Illuminati. I would agree. Yes, Jenna, I would definitely go look up, like, on YouTube probably is the best place to go look it up, because obviously you could say whatever over there. We watched her little interview that she did off of YouTube there. So just look up Jaguar, right, and she'll be up there. There'll probably be a couple interviews up there.
She also is talking with Cat Williams as well. I love all of it. It's great. She's going to continue to expose. And you know what I love about it? Because I'm a psychic, and my words, you know, obviously are not going to be as conclusive as somebody who was actually there, saw what happened, and is exposing, you know? I am... Yes, Cat is the man. Cat Williams is the dude. I agree. Yes.
He's been trying to tell us for such a long time, like, stuff going on, but nobody wanted to listen. They all thought it was just a part of his skit or whatever.
Cat is the man. Yeah, he's the man for sure. I love him too. So I'm excited that they're all coming forward and doing this. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to talk too much about it. All I was just going to say is, like, as we go through this chapter with her, I will not be surprised if more legal issues come her way, more stuff happens for her. Like, I feel like people are trying to shut her the F up. So she's not going to stop, though. So if anything does happen to her, not to say that anything's going to happen to her, but I'm always scared for anyone who puts themselves out there in that way, you know? She is going after Diddy and Sean. Interesting. Interesting. I didn't even know that. I hadn't even gotten that far, girl. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now.
She said she doesn't know. She'd have to check the details about the sun.
You can. Yes, I'm sure we'll look into it a little later, because I didn't even have time to look at that up yet. Now, the other final thing I wanted to talk about tonight with you guys is our YouTube channel. Yay! So because of everything happening TikTok related with this ban, now I don't think TikTok's going away tomorrow. I don't even think it's going away a year from now. I'm still not totally convinced it's going to be banned. I'm still on that fence of, like, I don't know, something's going to get pulled out here. They'll get caught up in court. I'm not 100% sure. But either way, because of all this going on, I am starting to transition over to the YouTube side of things. So YouTube is going to be a whole new ball game. Yes, I am going to be talking about a lot of the stuff that I talk about on TikTok on YouTube as well. So maybe I'll do very small snippets on TikTok and then I'll talk about the whole thing on YouTube. So if you guys are not following us, please do. Best way to get to this YouTube channel is going on my TikTok, Freaked Out LL, click on the Instagram button and it'll show you the Instagram and it'll show you the YouTube channel. Just click that way. Now there are a few YouTube accounts that Landon and I have. One is all gaming related. One is just our personal life. We just post videos of, like, when we're having fun, but it's nothing. Don't worry about any of that. Just follow the one that is strictly about channeling. Not Boom Spot On, not even Freaked Out. This is called Freaked Out Tube. So if you guys are not following us over there, follow us. Highly recommend, because we are doing a video call giveaway. We're choosing one person out of the first 1,000 people that follow us to get a reading with yours truly. So we're almost at 400 subscribers. Can you believe that? Like, that's amazing. So once we get to that 1,000 mark, which we're almost halfway there, and this has only been out for one day, so there's a lot of little shorts on the channel. I've been posting shorts of me and Landon from back in the day. So if you have any interest, you can see what we used to do before we got onto the whole TikTok podcast thing. Back in the day, before anyone knew who we were.
Yes, before anyone knew who we were. Yes, in just one day. We just posted this yesterday. We didn't really talk about it, which was another big reason why we decided to come you know, do this surprise live today, was basically to put out there, like, we're going on YouTube. A lot of people have been asking us for it, so there it is.
And the other little things I want to let you know is we do have the episode, as you guys know, of Judy Garland coming out probably tomorrow or Saturday. I'm not sure. Waiting on my editor for that. And then we also have a surprise episode, and it's because of Taylor Swift's album that made me, not made me, but like inspired me, I should say, to get this episode. But we've also done an episode on Clara Bow. So we'll be recording that here soon. So you'll see two episodes this weekend coming out, which I'm so excited about. Then next week, we are going to be doing the episode of Jack the Ripper, part two. We're going to be doing, what's her name? Annie? Dark Annie? Dark Annie story.
Dark Annie.
Dark Annie story from the Jack the Ripper side. I cannot wait to dive into Dark Annie. And what is on the roster for when it comes to the YouTube channel? Again, I'm not moving all of our unsolved cases there quite yet. This will be...
Yeah, so guys, do not cancel your patrons if anyone is a patron. Yes. We are still going to be putting the episodes on Podbean. We are in a contract with them. We can't just up and run away from that contract. So we are still going to be on Podbean, but we will be doing some other things on YouTube.
Yes, and the YouTube channel, we are going to be having episodes about things. There's two episodes coming up fairly soon, and I gave two hints in my TikTok video, but I'm going to tell you guys here because I love you guys a lot. So one of the episodes is going to be about The Masked Singer. I'm not going to say anything more about that than that. Ooh.
Ruined that for me.
And then the second thing we're going to be doing an episode on is Lizzie Borden. Landon and I have some really crazy cool shit coming up on the YouTube channel. So I cannot wait to show you guys. But those are the two subjects. So just take a look. Make sure to watch. Make sure you're doing the notification bell so that as soon as it comes up on YouTube, you'll see it there. We're going to put a lot of energy into this. So I hope you guys enjoy.
So we're not covering the Titanic.
Right now.
Yeah, right now is not happening. Liz, when we were in Newfoundland, we were crossing over in the ferry there, and we crossed over, and we lived, actually, ironically, we only lived about 10 minutes from where the initial crash site Titanic sunk type of situation over there. So Liz did feel that, but we're not talking about that anytime soon. Not right now. One day she probably will end up talking about it, but right now, no, we're not doing that.
It is crazy that it was psychotic, actually. I didn't understand what the fuck was going on because, like, I knew about the Titanic. I did. I always loved that movie. It was fascinating. It was near my birthday. Like, there were so many connections between me and that movie. And then I had no freaking clue, like, in the back of my mind, didn't even hit, but that Newfoundland was basically where this thing sank on the way to New York. And I was like, holy hell. Like, when we went to Newfoundland on that ferry, I had no idea that was going to be the experience I had there. So, and then when we educated ourselves, I was like, that's what that was. Okay. Makes sense.
We'll probably talk about all of that when we do end up doing anything with the Titanic. But yeah, the experience for Liz was awful. It was horrible. Now, anybody who knows Liz knows she's terrified of water, specifically big open bodies of water, like an ocean. So she's terrified of drowning and everything. So this it's going to be a heavy episode because obviously a lot of people drowned. And so if she doesn't have control over who might come through. So, you know, it was just not a good experience for her when we were on this ferry. I'll just put it that way. She wanted to get off and she was like ready to basically jump off this ferry while we were going. And I'm like, that's not going to make any sense. Like, you don't like big bodies of water. You don't like drowning. You can't jump off a ferry in the middle of the ocean. Like, we can't do that. So like, just chill out. Like, but yeah, once she got off, she was like, I never want to go on this again. And then ironically, we had to go on it again to get back over to the mainland. But she was like, no, for a long time.
Ah, yeah. Fun times. But anyway, no, I don't think it was a past life of mine specifically. I just felt the people's like, so they're drowned spirits. So they're showing me how they died. And like, I can feel their, like, my lungs feeling up. Like, it was bad. It was really intense. Help me, help me, help me talk to my family. Help me talk to my family. Like, holy shit. Like, no, no, it was bad. But anyways, yeah, either way, one day we'll do it when I'm not so scared of it. But yes, yes. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got today. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back. Like I said, we'll make those two episodes this week. We'll be dropping that. So hooray. And we'll be back again next week to do another live. So yay us. Take care, guys.
And remember to stay freaked out.